Hello, and a warm welcome to Bamberg. It's nice of you to come and pay me a visit, and yes, it is really me in person, the River Regnitz. Now listen closely. What do you get if you cross the River Pegnitz with the River Regnitz? Well, me, of course, the Regnitz. And that happens every second of every day near the town of Fürth. Thus born, I twist and turn for 65 kilometres to the north until I join the River Main, not far from here. Now go on, be truthful. Who could be better suited to introduce you to the world of river life than I, the river herself? I mean, without me, there wouldn't even be a Bamberg. Human beings seek me out because I provide water and sustenance and quite conveniently wash away any filth. They use my strength to drive their mills and power plants and to transport their goods all over the world.
Well, rivers are lifelines. For plants, animals, and for those human beings, of course.
And who would be talking, albeit rather bravely, across me?
Well, I'd do it with caution, my lady. I mean, a mere human must beware of your mood swings. When the first Slav settlers cleared the woodland on the cathedral hill of today, they knew to avoid your floodplains at all costs. Your current was too deceitful. You changed direction as you liked, and from time to time blithely washed everything away that got in your path. But I beg your pardon, I haven't introduced myself. I'm Johannes Müller. Or perhaps it'd mean more to you, our visitors, if I were to say John Miller. I'm 21 years old, and I'm studying history and geography in Bamberg. I thought perhaps I could give you a hand with some extra information on your meander along the Regnitz Trail.
Then let's make some small talk, young man. An old lady such as I may, of course, address you as young man.
You don't look that old, Frau Regnitz. I mean, considering you've been moseying along here for millions of years, that is,